This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Delhi Police Special Cell has registered a case in the matter about a bomb threat email received by several schools in Delhi and NCR today. The police said that an investigation is underway into the matter. Earlier, the Union Home Ministry termed emails regarding bomb threats to different schools as a hoax call. The minister said so far nothing suspicious has been found in the search. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena spoke to Delhi Police Commissioner Sanjay Arora and sought a detailed report into the issue. Mr. Saxena directed Delhi Police to identify the culprits and ensure there are no lapses. He said the miscreants and culprits will not be spared. Mr. Saxena also visited several schools which received the bomb threats. He told the media that Delhi Police acted swiftly in the matter and found out the source where these emails are coming from. As the third phase for the Lok Sabha elections comes close, various political parties are staging election rallies today across the nation. Prime Minister and BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold election rallies in Banaskantha and Sabarkantha districts of Gujarat. In Karnataka, the Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed public meetings in Raichur and Kalaburgi. The Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will be addressing public meetings in Shivamoga and Raichur tomorrow. Addressing a rally in Dhubri in Assam, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi claim that in the last 10 years, unemployment was at its highest in 45 years. In Uttar Pradesh, many high-profile candidates are filing their nominations today with star campaigners accompanying them. The National Investigation Agency today made another arrest in the Atari drug seizure case, raising the total number of arrests to 8. The accused was apprehended after NIA teams raided his premises in Delhi's Daryaganj area, seizing incriminating documents. The anti-terror agency said that it is examining documents to uncover the full extent of the drug racket's conspiracy. Investigations revealed the accused's role in orchestrating a network of hawala operators to transfer drug earnings abroad. The case involves the recovery of over 102 kg of heroin worth 700 crore rupees by Indian Customs in 2022. The gross goods and services tax, GST, revenue collections for April this year have recorded the highest ever collections of rupees 2,10,000 crore. Union Finance Minister said this represents a significant 12.4% year-on-year growth driven by a strong increase in domestic transactions and imports. It said out of the total collections in April this year, the central goods and services tax is over rupees 43,000 crore, state goods and services tax over 53,000 crore, integrated goods and services tax over 99,000 crore, and cess is over 13,000 crore. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted the people of Maharashtra on their statehood day. In a message, President Draupadi Murmu said the people of Maharashtra have been continuously making invaluable contributions to the progress of the country. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Maharashtra stands out for its cultural richness, geographic diversity and economic prowess. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Maharashtra's statehood day is about celebrating the glorious legacy and indomitable spirit of this land, which has produced great visionaries and is associated with cultural richness. Severe heatwave conditions are likely to continue in West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha and Bihar till tomorrow. The India Meteorological Department said that similar conditions will also prevail in the South Peninsula India till Friday. Heatwave conditions are likely over Maharashtra, Rayalaseema, Gujarat, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh during the next 5 days and over Central India till Sunday. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall spell accompanied by thunderstorms and gusty winds is very likely to continue over Northeast India till tomorrow. A newest protest has been going on in Columbia University campus. The development is a part of a larger wave of campus protests across the country against Israel's actions in Gaza. According to reports, negotiations between the protesters and the college came to a standstill in recent days. In badminton, the men's team is facing Indonesia in the quarterfinals of the Thomas Cup in Chengdu, China. The match between the duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty against Muhammad Sohibul Fikri and Bagas Maulana is underway. In the first group match, HS Pranoy defeated Anthony Sinisuka, Ginting 13-21, 21-12, 21-12 to give India a 1-0 lead. Today's results will decide who finishes as the group topper. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will face Punjab Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Chennai this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.